Welcome. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler. And this is Strategies for Success, a show that explores many topics while aiming to equip listeners with simple and practical lessons you can use in your everyday life.
Now join us on our journey as we reach for the impossible. Hello, hello, guys. We're glad to be back with you this week. This is Travis and Tyler here with Strategies for Success. I am super excited because this is one of the episodes that I had thrown out there, and Tyler's been working on a challenge. Our discussion title for the week is Leaders Are Readers. So what does that mean? Leaders are readers. So what it means to me is that people who want to lead, who want to be successful, are constantly trying to better themselves. People who are not successful think that they already know it all and they can't learn from anybody else. But people who are successful are constantly open and looking for ways to improve. Not too long ago, I got accepted as a challenge, and I've got Nuggie in the studio here today with me and Tyler. This is Nugget. He's my little mini schnauzer. He wants to be on the show. But I got challenged by another leader, another mentor, who said, hey, listen, leaders are readers. I challenge you to read one book a month. And this was passed down to him through a chain of command in the military that he's continued on. And so I started on this challenge, and I did it last year. As I started reading books, I'm not much of a reader. So just be honest, I did it through like an Audible or a listening platform. Some of them I did follow along or study books I'd listen to along with reading them. But as I started reading, I started getting more involved in these books. I started wanting to learn more. The growth factor, instead of me pushing myself to read or to learn something, I started getting excited and wanting to learn more. And so instead of reading 12 books, I read 18 last year. And we want to throw this out here as a challenge for you guys, but also as a strategy for success. Tyler, talk a little bit about what you discovered with reading.
Yes, I guess the key is continuous learning. That's probably the biggest thing. Just keep trying to better yourself. Keep trying to help those around you get better. And you know, one way you can do that is by reading. And that's probably the biggest way. I know now there's all kinds of different ways you can learn on social media. You know, there's short videos everywhere, and there's a lot of so-called experts nowadays, and not all of them are really experts. So sometimes it's kind of information overload. And there's a lot of info out there, but, you know, figuring out what to listen to can sometimes be kind of hard, or what to read can be kind of hard. So that's kind of where Travis and I will share some of the books that we would like to listen to. And we'll talk about in later episodes and stuff, books that we like to, that we have read or planning on reading in the future. So, but basically the whole thing is trying to learn. And I think reading is kind of a lost thing these days. Sometimes, you know, people, like when you were kids, you kind of say you were a nerd or something if you like to read. But as I've gotten older, you know, I realize that it's actually pretty cool to read. It's actually pretty cool to learn, and that gives you something to talk about with people if you have conversations and, you know, you don't learn anything new. It's just going to be the same old thing. So it kind of keeps life interesting and gives you, helps you realize there's more out there that you can learn about. And, you know, it can lead to new hobbies. It can lead to new passions. You know, it might even lead to a new career or whatever it may be if you figure out something that you like by reading or by learning. So there's a lot of positives for it.
You know, as I set this challenge and to was given to me about reading these books, I started reading books that were kind of self-help or would help with business. Threw out a few more book titles here, More Than a Hobby by David Green. Started reading that book, and through that book, he was talking about merchandising in your store. And so I would start merchandising and started looking at ways. He's talking about don't get so focused on the little things that you can't manage the big things. And we don't manage people. We manage things, and we lead people. And these, as we took these, and I'm going to throw Tyler's key word in here, as you read these, then you have to
execute.
That's right. You got to execute, because I could read 100 books, and if I don't take anything from those books, it doesn't do any good. This last month, when former President Jimmy Carter passed away, And one thing that I like to read, I mentioned in our first episode that both me and Tyler are heavily involved with church and different ministry aspects. But I like to read books that follow my beliefs, follow principles, and help build me up spiritually and physically and mentally and socially. And so I started reading a book when I heard that former president had passed away is called Faith by Jimmy Carter. And I'm actually in the process of reading that through right now. And I'm going to name a couple titles here. You probably, if you caught on and you've already read the book, I just named four ways that we grow as individuals. We grow spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially. That's one of the big keys to the ministry program that I work with. But that is actually a topic that was taken straight from the book, Seven Habits to Highly Effective People. And if you haven't read that book, I would highly, highly recommend it. It is a super good book and kind of get your perspective set. And again, then you got to execute. Tyler, tell them a little bit about some of the books you've been reading.
Yeah, there's a lot of books. I mean, like Travis said, I kind of find myself reading a lot of books that are self-improvement, whether it's business or I like psychology too, because I think that goes hand in hand with business in a lot of ways. One book I've been reading recently is called The Happiness Advantage, and it's talks about how positivity and positive psychology can really help you be more successful. And one of the things that it gets into right off the bat is a lot of people view, you know, they think once I'm successful, then I will be happy. And it's actually, that's completely false, completely inaccurate. It talks about in the book that once, if you have a positive outlook and, you know, if you have a positive psychology, just the way you look at life, that actually helps your brain function better and in turn leads to success. So if your brain's functioning better because you're positive and you're staying positive, regardless of the circumstances, you will in turn be more successful and you will, you know, be able to perform at a higher level than if you're negative and, you know, think everyone's out to get you or you think there's no way something can be done. Because a lot of people that really did something, there's a lot of people that told them you can't do it, it's impossible, and they stayed positive and they believed in themselves that they could do it. So that's one example of something that's really a book that's I really liked and a lesson that stood out to me.
Well, as Tyler was talking there, I was brought back to my memory one of the sayings that my dad shared with me. And when he shared this saying with me, it just stuck. And I've used it. I actually have it hung on my wall at work, and I share it with everybody. One thing that we don't use at work, I try to get my people not to use the word can't. And that's the first thing, that's the easiest thing to say, it can't be done. It's not going to happen, can't be done. And the saying that he told me was a Henry Ford quote that said, whether you say you can or you can't, you're right. And so defining that is when you say you can't, what does that mean? Well, it means you're done trying. And so if you're done trying, what's the point of going on? You don't want to argue with someone who says can't because they're not going to try anymore. And you don't want to argue with someone who says can because you better get out of their way because they mean it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think with each one of these books that I've read that, I've picked up like a nugget, you know, like a gold nugget out of each one of these books that have really helped me. And there might be, you know, a 20 chapter book, I might pick up two or three things. And out of those two or three things, I take them and I'm still in Tyler's word. Execute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I execute and I get back to work. And those three things that stuck, they inspired me and they got me motivated and they got me ready to go and execute and make things happen. So this was a really exciting one. I was pumped. I'm ready to share it with you. But now it's time for the show where Tyler's going to lay out the challenge. It's time for you to execute.
That's right. So we'll end every show with a challenge. And before we get the challenge, I'll say one more thing. Like Travis alluded to, that, you know, when you read, there's a lot of times where there's a quote or just, you know, maybe a couple lines, maybe it's a couple words that really just jump off the page to you and you just think, wow. And, you know, that's kind of the beauty of reading is you never know what you might discover and the lesson that you may learn from reading. But so here's the challenge for this week. Travis said that he was challenged to read 12 books, one book a month for a year. We're not going to get that far into it right now. You know, we want to have goals that are attainable and achievable. And sometimes people just say, I'm going to go read as many books as I can. And then they wind up not reading anything or whatever that may be, fill in the blank. And we'll talk a little more about goal setting in a later episode, but just to keep this one simple, read one book this month. One book a month. That's pretty simple.
It don't even have to be a long one.
Right. And you know, if you think you don't have time, take 5-10 minutes a day. I'm sure you can find that. Get off your phone for 5 or 10 minutes and read a book. It's pretty simple. But as with all these challenges, Travis and I are going to participate. And so we will share the book that we are reading this month on our social media platforms. And we invite you guys to share the book that you read this month or are going to read. And I think that'll be a fun interactive thing. And that way, as you see what other people are reading, that'll give you an idea for what you want to read next. So that's our challenge for the week. And now it's up to you to execute.
Got to execute. Guys, I am super excited to see your books on there because, like I said, I accepted this challenge to read 12 books and it always grows. I'm always looking for good books. So post those up on our Facebook page, Strategies for Success, and we'll take a look at them and we'll get to reading them, joining along the journey with you.
Thank you for learning with us.
Join us next time as we reach for the impossible. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler.
And this is
Strategies for Success.